want to talk about identification and application of molecular markers linked to heat stress in agrostis species. As we know, heat stress is one major factor that limits the top gas growth, especially in summer. So it's very important for us to improve heat tolerance in top grass. Fortunately, one special grass species has been found in Yellowstone. Compared to with other pinnate grass, Seymour H. Scabra have higher heat tolerance. Use these materials in our lab, we found the Seymour H. Scabra have a higher native photosynthesis and for the chemical efficiency in the leaves, and also have a high root availability and low root respiration and high nitrate assimilation at the physiological levels. So what data is showing us the physiological mechanism of Seymour H. Scabra adapt to heat stress, but the molecular mechanism is still unknown. So in order to understand the molecular mechanism of Seymour H. Scabra, first, we have to isolate the heat stress response genes. There are many methods for us to use, but separation, subtract, hybridization, we call it SSH, is a popular and efficient method for us to isolate heat stress response genes. In this method, we used seven procedures. First, we extract the RNA from tissues to and then isolate the poly A to the last step, to confirm the candidate genes using Northern blot or RT-PCR. So our research objectives are first to isolate heat stress response genes and demonstrate molecular mechanisms of Seymour H. Scabra adaptation to high temperatures. The second to isolate and characterize heat stress response genes in Seymour H. Scabra and pinnate grass to develop heat tolerance associated molecular markers. So let's talk about focus on the first part. We use SHS method to isolate heat stress response genes. We treat the Seymour H. Scabra at two different temperatures. One is 20 degrees, the other is 35 degrees for 12 days. We can, based on the picture and the figures, we can see after 12 days, no significant changes for the Seymour H. Scabra for the chemical efficiency and the electron light leakage. So we extract the RNA from the plant, from the root and shoot, and then we do the first and second PCR and transform the PCR product into different clones. Totally about 1,000 clones have been isolated. We screen the individual clones with a dot plot. This is one typical result we conducted. These are two identical members. The membrane on the left was hybridized with the plant growing under normal conditions. The membrane on the right was hybridized with the probes from the plant subject to heat stress. Compared to two membranes, we found some of the signal is stronger and more signal well detected on the membrane on the right. That means several genes have been induced or enhanced by heat stress. So based on the dot plot, about 300 clones have been sequenced. After sequence, we do the blast analyze. We found 77 non-redundant CDN clones with a high homology with a report protein or genes. Among them, about 27% genes with a high homology with proteins or genes without lowering functions, followed by some genes involving stress defense signaling, protein, carbon, and other metabolism. So also, in order to confirm the gene we isolated from the SH library, we selected 9 genes from the library to do the Northern blot. We found that genes have different expression patterns. Among them, For the number 4, 8, and 11, number 24, have a high expression in the root under the heat stress conditions. But for the number 85, is strongly induced in the shoot, but no expression in the root. So this is all the genes we isolated. So next step for us, we use the genes, some of the genes as markers to screen different cultivars to figure out if all the genes can be used as molecular markers to screen heterotherm cultivars in the future. We use 12 genotypes from different grass species. One is Simo escarva, Antas, and HAR, and 10 genotypes of creeping pentagrass. Among them, based on our previous work, we found NKAS and Declaration is a high tolerant genotypes, and Shark, L93, HAR, and Panic is intermediate tolerance. The remaining genotypes is heat sensitive genotypes. Because heat shock protein is well known associated with heat tolerance in the plant, so we select two heat shock protein genes as our candidate to do the field work. First, let's look at the AHSP16. The length of AHSP16 have about 600 BP. They show hyperhomology with other small heat shock protein and show the same conserved domain. We do the... We do the phylogenetic trace of small heat shock and found this gene is highly close to the other small heat shock protein reported in pendant class. The next gene we isolate is the HSP20. And there also this gene about 1.6 kb and show high homology with other heat shock protein 70. Based on the phylogenetic trace, we found this ASHSP70 has a close relationship with HSP70 from rice and wheat. First, we check the gene expression patterns of the two genes in the Escarborough. We subject the Escarborough to different temperatures and harvest at a different time. The two genes have different expression patterns. For example, look at after 2 hours of heat treatment, we found no enhanced expression for ASHSP70. But for the ASHP16, we found it strongly induced when the temperature increased to 45 degrees. But with the increase of the treatment time, we found enhanced or induced both of genes in the root of Simo escarborough. Next, we use the genes to screen different cultivars. We found for the ASHSP16 is strongly induced among all the tested cultivars. Most interesting things we found, this gene is positive related to heat tolerance. For example, you look at the Declaration and NTIS. These are two heat tolerant genotypes. They have stronger expression of HSP16 under heat stress conditions. Compare the pancreas, this is one heat sensitive cultivars, because the expression pattern is lower compared with the Declaration and Antas. We also can quantify this RT-PCR, we found the same trend. Also use the HSP20 to screen different cultivars. We found this gene is strongly enhanced among all the test cultivars except kingpin. But the expression level of the ASHSP20 is not correlated related to a heat tolerance. You can see that, for example, you can see the Declaration and Antas have stronger expression of ASHSP70, but compared with pancreas, the difference is not significant. In summary, first we genes controlling various metabolic processes well coordinated by upregulation in Simo escarborough in response to heat stress, such as stress defense protein and carbohydrate metabolism, indicating that complexity of heat tolerance in Simo escarborough. Second, two fluorescent CDS encoding ASHP16 and ASHP70 were isolated. Enhanced expression of two genes are observed in the root of all test genotypes exposed to high temperature. And RT-PCR revealed that the level of ASHP16 was positively correlated with the level of heat tolerance in both grass species indicating that ASHP16 may be useful as a molecular marker to select for heterotorrent glass materials. Last, I have thanked for Rutgers Center for Top Gas Science and USGS Foundation. Thank you, I would like to take some questions.
We have some time to questions.
Yes. The function for the HSP16. Yeah, I think HSP16, like other heat shock protein, they will work it together to stabilize the protein under stress conditions.
Is there any
overexpression? Yes. Yes. In our overexpression, small heat shock protein can help the plant survive under heat stress conditions. Yeah, we have some of experiment to show this somewhat different for the protein stability for the pancreas and ascarbara, but I didn't show. More serious protein degradation has been found in heat sensitive pancreas.
Thanks to him, Jeremy.